obviously the commitment level is going to come from your belief in yourself, your skills, the product, mm-hmm. fulfillment, the offer, the team. But at the end of the day, somebody who sells, you know, somebody who needs a $5,000 or $8,000 package and you sell them a $2,000 package, you're doing them a disservice.
Right.
Welcome to the Closers Network podcast, where we show you what's possible when you make a decision to join the remote sales revolution. This podcast is for you if you are currently trying to break into a lucrative remote closing opportunity, or if you want the resources to massively increase your monthly commissions. The e-learning space is an estimated $400 billion, and there are more than 250 million creators online and growing every day. We believe those who get into remote sales now will be massively rewarded in the future. If you're ready to explode your remote sales career and land better opportunities, join us for free at theclosersnetwork.com. Sit back and enjoy.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Closers Network podcast. Today, we have a returning guest with a special announcement, guys. So before we dive in, I want to remind you that the Closers Network is the only place where you can go to get the tools that you need to make between $10,000 and $30,000 per month, even with no experience, guys, as a high-ticket remote closer. So with that being said, I want to go ahead and reintroduce our guest today. He's not just a guest. He's now officially a coach inside of our free group in the school platform. That's S-K-O-O-L. And that's the Closers Network on the school platform, guys. You can watch him coach for free on Fridays, Fundamental Fridays. He's a top closer at our sales agency, One Call Closers, every single month. He's been in sales for over 20 years. This guy's invested a ton in himself and his skill sets. He knows how to spit game. He knows all the fundamentals. The people love him. I love being around him. I'm super pumped, guys, to welcome back Coach George. Coach George, welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. It is pretty early, guys. So usually we do the podcast pretty late morning or early afternoon. It's actually about 7 a.m. right now because we're about to go right after this podcast to our first ever Closers Network in-person event happening in beautiful Canyon Lake, California. If you're interested to come out to the next event, all you got to do is shoot me a DM and get on the wait list, and then we can make sure we get you added on there for the next one, which will be next quarter, more than likely not. George,
yes, sir.
I'd love to dive into a couple questions. We're going to make it a short episode today.
Absolutely.
Let's start, man, with understanding, like, what are some of the common pitfalls and mistakes that you see sales professionals make?
That's a great question. Thanks for the intro, Mike. Appreciate it, man. You've got way more energy than me. Your caffeine has kicked in. Mine hasn't yet. So thanks for that, man. In terms of what common pitfalls, I would say the following are pretty common in my opinion. So number one, falling into disbelief about your own skills, right? So a lot of people have sales experience and they've sold something or they've had some success, and then they realize, well, this is new. And then they kind of don't trust themselves, don't have the belief in themselves, and don't trust the process, and can get into trouble that way. Mm-hmm. Another thing I've seen is, we tend to live, especially in the U.S., we live in an era of abundance.
Right.
Right. So there's so much information. We don't know what to do. We don't know, we're drinking from a fire hose pretty much in almost every area of our life. I mean, in terms of information because of the internet. Right. Mm-hmm. So we suffer from that also, even with our training. Right. Because we're like listening to this guru, this training. Right. And as you start to get all that extra information, your pitch, your approach, your philosophy turns into something like Frankenstein rather than something personalized.
That's right.
Right? And if you don't know why you're doing it, if you don't have a personal selling philosophy, then, and you're trying the Frankenstein approach, you're going to get into trouble every single time.
Yeah, for sure. To add on to that, guys, if you're struggling with that right now, like having a little bit more single-minded focus, avoiding the shiny object syndrome, right? Not just with material objects, but even with coaching and content. One of the biggest pieces of advice that I took away from a mentor of mine was like to start unfollowing people that are not really serving you and putting you on the path to where you want to go. And then more important than that, guys, like muting notifications and reducing scroll times on social media, right? If that's something you're challenged with right now, especially if you're on TikTok, right? Like, man, that thing can easily take up 2-3 hours of your time, right? You're scrolling down.
It's designed to.
And yeah, it's designed to, guys. And then it's not good for your attention span. And it starts really affecting you. So I highly recommend if you're looking to become more single-minded focused, you're looking to have more clarity, you're looking to basically have that path that George is talking about, these are some of the things that you can do to help you progress and get there. I appreciate you sharing. That's really powerful.
I want to add one more.
Please.
The one thing that I think that a lot of newer closers, especially as we bring in a lot of new closers in our current offer with VTrade, is that they get stuck mentally around a lower deal value, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can sell a $2,000 package. Sometimes they might sell a $3,000 package, but they can't break through that mental barrier to sell a $4,000, $5,000, $8,000, $10,000, or $17,000 package. And really that's how you grow, right? You have to be able to do that, but it's going to take, you know, some commitment to, you know, smashing that mental barrier like you did when you did the 99K.
Yeah. Do you have any recommendations that you maybe would throw on and add on to that for someone that's looking to do that?
Well, you got to try it before you can do it, right? And you got to suck.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, obviously the commitment level is going to come from your belief in yourself, your skills, the product, mm-hmm. fulfillment, the offer, the team, all that stuff. So it's got to be, you know, kind of a wave of all those different factors.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, somebody who sells, you know, somebody who needs a $5,000 or $8,000 package and you sell them a $2,000 package, you're doing them a disservice.
Right. Oof, man. Talk about dropping bombs right there. That was really powerful, guys. Especially if you're a new closer, you need to go back and re-listen to that part because there's a lot of nuggets in there. As someone who's invested in himself a lot, which is, I don't think, an accident, right? Why you're so dialed in and you're consistent and you're always on the top of the leaderboard, I think you've realized that investing in yourself is a pathway to success, right? Especially in this space.
100%.
Where you can recoup that investment pretty quick, right? Like you can get sales training and then, you can make an extra 3,000 a month, an extra 4 or 5, whatever the
Correct.
Number is, right? So what are some of the most impactful investments that maybe like Coach George has actually invested in himself in personal development?
So I've literally invested tens of thousands of dollars to try to get better over 20 years. I mean, easily. I read a ton. I'm never afraid to spend money on myself if I know it's going to help me. Okay. But the most important thing that I got out of it, and as I started to hang out with the group at 1CC and just be around higher quality people, is that there's no substitute for being in person with someone, with the group that you want to be, with people who are on a mission, who have similar focus, similar intensity, and who you can learn from, right? And, you know, I always tell my son this. I said, if you have an opportunity to be, you know, as the, to meet the person that you want to meet for the opportunity that you want, right? Show up, right? Mm-hmm. Buy the plane ticket, show up for the appointment, be on time, be prepared, right? Because mm-hmm. you may not get that opportunity again.
That's right. One little thing I'll add on to that, another mentor of mine told me. So when he says be on time, so early is on time is late, and late is unacceptable. Just wanted to add that in there.
Fair enough.
coaching is a massive part of your role now, right? What advice, I mean, you threw some out there. Is there anything else that maybe you can add on for helping new salespeople improve their skill sets?
So probably the most important thing is to be reflective and to try to get feedback.
Right.
Right. Because, you know, you can want to get better. You can work to get better in a bubble. Right. And you can experiment and you can see some progress, but you can accelerate that if you have, you know, somebody who's looking at it from the outside. Mm-hmm. Right. And, it's something I personally struggle with as well, wow. but it's definitely helpful.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So with your experience and time in business, you've probably seen the sales dynamic change because you've been in the space for over 20 years.
Correct.
And we didn't have social media maybe 15 years ago.
Correct.
Right? So there's a lot there, right? And I know a lot of people in the space, George, that haven't been able to adapt. When I talk to people, and I'm not trying to call you old by any means, but 20 Touché. Plus years is some serious experience, right? And so I've seen a lot of people in the space like not be able to adapt. Like they can't learn, unlearn what they know and learn new tricks, right?
Right, for sure.
And so that being said, like how have you managed to stay so dynamic in this space?
I don't know. I'm grateful for it. I came from a brick and mortar high ticket outfit, basically, where our leads were generated through mail. Mm. And, you know, that means, you know, that says a lot about the copywriter. Yeah. And that business was sustained for about 15 years with a program, you know, direct mail program. Mm. So, transitioning from that direct mail to the internet was very, very difficult for that business. And I don't even know if that business survived.
Yeah.
So, you know, the one thing is this, right? If you've got skills, if you've got selling skills, they're translatable across industries. Right now, a phone sale is not going to be door knocking, of course, right? But you know there are parallels, and you can learn if you know how to do one, you can do the other. But the most important thing is you've got to just keep a pulse on the changes and stay flexible. Right?
That's right.
And by paying attention to what's happening in the industry, paying attention to like I used to not pay attention to social media at all when I was in that other opportunity. And now I spend a lot more time on social media because I'm trying to pay attention to, what are people saying? What are people doing, in the space?
Right. Right. There's something really powerful about what George is saying, guys. And I heard there's a code out there. It's not the strongest of the species that survives. It's the most adaptable to change. Right. And so what I heard him say is he just adapted to all the change. And so that's a lot of wisdom in there. I know we got to get to the event here, so I want to wrap it up with one last question with you, Coach George. So the people want to know, and especially someone watching right now that wants to come on a live coaching session and see you and see, sure. Like, man, what does George have to say on Fundamental Fridays? How do you approach your coaching sessions to assure like your advice is resonating with the people that are there to help them get the results they're looking to achieve?
That's a great question. So I've been trying to keep it structured as much as possible. So usually I'll try to start with an element from the Kekich Credo. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
No.
K-E-K-I-C-H Credo. You can Google it. It's like 92 points about how to improve your life, basically. And each one is a point encapsulated enough that they'll give you there's a lot of meat on the bone for four or five lines. So we'll talk about that for a minute or two, see if there's any feedback on that. And then I'll either introduce a struggle that I'm having with, because contrary to popular belief, I don't close all my deals. or we'll talk about other closers' problems, something that another closer on the team maybe reached out to me about and, try to address. I'll open up to the floor to questions, and then, I'll try to share some lessons that from anything I'm reading currently. And then the most important thing is, I try to deliver the content on two levels. Mm-hmm. So there's some content that's going to be immediately applicable to you. You're going to be like, okay, I'm going to take this and I'm going to go apply it and I'm going to do it. And then hopefully you can come back and watch the video 90 days from now, 6 months from now, and be like, oh man, I missed that nugget. My sales maturity wasn't there yet to understand what I was trying to convey at that point.
Damn, that's powerful. That's powerful. Guys, if you want to see Coach George live, there's a link below the first link in the description there, which is going to give you access to join the school platform for completely free. Guys, we do coaching Monday through Friday, as I mentioned, for free. Now, if you're interested in more so one-on-one coaching, guys, there's the first link right below that. You can definitely click that to schedule a call with me. Jump on a call. We can chat about where you're at right now. Are you looking to actually jump into a remote high ticket six-figure gig? Or are you looking to increase your commissions right now if you're on an offer? We have one-on-one coaching for both guys. And that being said, click that first link below to make sure you schedule that call. Coach George, anything else you want to add on? Final thoughts?
No, I think I'm good for today.
Awesome. Hey, guys, really appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you join the next episode next week. And if you guys haven't already, make sure you join school in the link below. You guys, we'll see you next time.